The Essentials. Essentials. Your guide to living in Belgium with BEPS International School. Come and visit us. Email us info@beps.com.
This week, we're looking at accommodation and how to find a great place to live in Belgium. Chances are, if you're new to the country, you'll be renting, at least in the short term. Being the European capital, Brussels has a wide range of hotels for your first few days. Or for something a bit more homely, there are plenty of serviced apartments around downtown Brussels and the EU district that you can rent for a few months at a time while your search for a permanent home gathers pace. Whether you're renting or buying, if it's your first time in Belgium, it could be a good idea to use a professional estate agent. They'll be fully up to speed with Belgian law and what's required of both parties. That said, it is possible to rent and even buy direct from an individual. If you work for the European institutions or NATO, check your staff intranet where you'll see plenty of listings for properties. Other handy sites are immoweb.be and vlan.be. Or just have a sniff around your neighbourhood. You'll see some big orange signs on buildings. For sale is à vendre in French. For rent is à louer. In Dutch, it's a bit easier to remember. There's te huur, which is a bit like to hire, and te koop, which is to keep or buy. There are two types of rental contracts in Belgium, 3 years and 9 years. 9 years might sound like a life sentence in Belgium to you, but it's not quite as harsh as it sounds. There are break clauses. However, if you do leave in the first 3 years, you'll probably find yourself having to pay a penalty equivalent to 1, 2, or 3 months' rent. Some landlords are a bit more flexible, especially those who are used to dealing with expats. Rolling one-year contracts aren't unheard of. Technically, your landlord should register the rental contract with the commune. This offers you a little bit more legal protection in case things go wrong. Now, rent is fixed in the contract and is revised in line with inflation every year. It's important you draw up an inventory when moving in, and that's usually done by an independent expert, and the cost is then split between the landlord and the tenant. Your landlord will probably also ask you for a security deposit, which shouldn't exceed 2 months' rent. This isn't handed over to them in cash. Instead, you go to your bank and you set up a blocked account and deposit the funds in there. So what about buying? Obviously, it's a complicated topic. In a nutshell, the sale process in Belgium has two stages. Once you've found a place you're happy with, you sign a provisional sales agreement. That's called a compromis de vente in French. This is a legal binding document, but it can include some get-out clauses. For example, if you struggle to get a mortgage, a notary is involved with drawing up these contracts. And within 4 months comes the final sales contract. Belgium and Brussels in particular is full of estate agents. Many of them are experts in dealing with international expats and they speak lots of languages. So they're the ones who are aware of Belgium's legislation and they will help you avoid any possible litigation and unexpected problems later on. So we found a house. Next week we are looking at removals, relocations and moving in.
The Essentials. Essentials. Your guide to living in Belgium with BEPS International School. BEPS International School. Developing confident and independent learners for ages 2.5 to 12. More at BEPS.com.